Democratic leaders are pushing a message of restoring the state's economy by creating a rainy day fund and paying down debt. But projects like high-speed rail and the Delta Water Tunnel Plan could put pressure on the budget. Democrats hold a supermajority in the legislature, but Senate Majority Leader Ellen Corbett says the party will continue to act responsibly.
We're going to spend where we need to spend to foster growth in this economy. It's up to us, in a way, to continue to grow ourselves out of the recession. And like I said, we still have a ways to go. So I think we will be very responsible.
The party will also be facing a change in leadership in the coming months. Both the Assembly Speaker and Senate President are being termed out, and the speculation has already begun over who will replace them. Katie Orr, Capital Public Radio News.
Senate Minority Leader Bob Huff says lawmakers must resist what he calls a tremendous pent-up desire to spend the state's multi-billion dollar budget surplus.
Everybody's got an idea about how to spend money, but the disciplined thing to do is just to hold it in reserve right now.
Republicans also want to pay down budget debt and deal with long-term unfunded retirement liabilities. Assembly GOP leader Connie Conway says despite Republicans' legislative superminorities, she still hopes to work with Democrats.
Yes, I know. Some of my friends say, you're crazy, Connie, but I still want to go with the premise that we have reasonable, sensible adults here that actually do care. And when there's opportunity to work together, I'm always in favor of doing that.
Especially, she says, rewriting the $11 billion water bond on the November ballot. Ben Adler, Capital Public Radio News.